In the midst of all the pain in the budget address by Governor Walker, there was celebration at the Lincoln Hills Correctional Facility in Irma, a small community south of Tomahawk. Superintendent Paul Westerhaus says his staff have been on edge for months, wondering if the juvenile center would be closed.
Yesterday, when the announcement came out, there was a great sigh of relief. Some staff have felt like they've needed to put their life on hold because it's been uncertain about what's going to happen.
Lincoln Hills will not only stay open, it will expand as students at Ethan Allen School in Waukesha County and Southern Oaks Girls School in Racine County are relocated. There will be 292 layoffs caused by closing those two schools, but Westerhaus says it will mean new jobs at Lincoln Hills.
With the boys coming from Ethan Allen and the girls coming from Southern Oaks, and we're anticipating hiring approximately 114 new jobs from youth counselors to social workers, teachers, maintenance, etc.
The new jobs will be a shot in the arm for the regional economy, according to Jack Sirok of the Lincoln County Economic Development Corporation. With regional unemployment at 10%, Soroka says closing Lincoln Hills would have been devastating.
We would have lost a whole lot of jobs and lost a whole lot of personal income and spending. Would have been a big hit. Lincoln County needs all the help it can get.
The Lincoln County gain is a loss to southern Wisconsin. Waukesha County Executive Dan Veraca says he is disappointed by the governor's decision to close Ethan Allen. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.